The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Yes, every blessing of ours that is in the hands of the children of the devil, let it expire in their hands and come back to us. Any blessing that we should enjoy, any financial blessing, any economic blessing, any social blessing, any social blessing, any promotional blessing, kurababa rakatakaba itale besheke burakatakaba ya ile baba rakatakaba itala basha la baba baba rakatakaba itala basha kabakata makatakaba ya kabara baba itakaba ya ibeleketeke barokoto kaba itakuri basata kaba mantele bakuraita kuri basakata kaba ita ibeleketeke barokoto kapanta la basheke borokoto kapei washeketeke teke barokoto kapaita kuli baseketeke barakata kaba ita la basha raba baba ba ita kaba ita lebe shukuru bazikiri bazanta kaba ibebebeketeke barokoto kapaita kuri basakata kaba ita la basha Father, we are grateful. We are grateful that your grace and mercy has brought us through. We are grateful that your grace and mercy has brought us through. We are grateful for this day, the 22nd day, O Lord, of March 2024. In the month of March, we are grateful. We celebrate you that another weekend has come for us. We thank you for everyone that has come online. We thank you for as many as will be joining and as many as we will be playing these prayers later, Lord. We ask, O God, that your grace, O God, will rest, O God, upon all of us and that we'll have an encounter, Father, Lord, individually with you. Help us, Lord, we pray, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us, precious sons and daughters of God. And I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today. Coming your way from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. As usual, I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide, our technician. This morning, our theme is predestined and called to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. Predestined and called. Predestined and called to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. Predestined and called to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. And our text is Romans chapter 8, verse number 30. Romans chapter 8, verse number 30. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. I read that again. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Beloved, these are powerful words to predestined or to be predestinated, or to predestine simply means determined in advance. Predestined, determined in advance by divine will or fate. Determined in advance to be, determined in advance to become, determined in advance to achieve, determined in advance. It also means to be preordained, preordained. It means to foreordain. We are looking at the word predestined. Predestined, the word predestined means determined in advance by divine will or fate. Determined in advance by divine will or fate. It means preordained, foreordained. That's the meaning of the word predestined. And so the Bible is saying here that you and I have been called predestined. We have been preordained, foreordained. We have been determined in advance by divine will or fate. We have not only been predestined, we have also been called. Not only called, we have also been justified. We have also been declared righteous. We have also been declared sinless. And those he justified, he glorified. To be glorified simply means we have been crowned. We have been set up. Yes, to be glorified means we have been given the image of God, the identity of God. To be glorified means to be put in the position of God, in the position of Jesus. Yes, we have been glorified. We have been brought to the very position of Jesus Christ. That is where we, you and I, have been brought. And beloved, why has Jesus shed his life to bring us to this level? Beloved, I want you and I to understand that we are not ordinary people. You and I, we are not ordinary people. We are supernatural. We are eternal. Because of the Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. You and I, we are a living and a moving temple. We are a living and a moving temple. Somebody should write this for me. You and I, we are a moving and a living temple. Or we are a living and a moving temple. The whole God lives in us. He lives in our spirit. This body of ours is just housing God. This body is just housing Jesus. So you and I have been predestined and called to manifest the finished work of Christ. In fact, to live the finished work of Christ. To walk the finished work of Christ. What does that mean? It's simply to live the life that Jesus lived, to walk the work that Jesus walked, to do the things that Jesus did. That is simply what it is. In everything that we do, look, we are not alone. No. We are not alone. We are not alone at all. Those of you who are listening to me, let me just share this brief thing that the Holy Spirit just shared with me. And I have recorded it, which is going to be a teaching. You haven't heard this before. I'm telling you, this is from HOGA, Holy Ghost Academy, Rhema Faculty. This is from Rhema Faculty. This is from the teaching professor, the Holy Spirit. He is my teaching professor. He is my Rhema Faculty. He's not the Laliboja. I don't know this. I have no idea. I don't know what I'm going to share with you. You see, where the thing is coming from, you must always acknowledge it. Then God will give you more. People pick people's information to do things, and they do it as if it is coming from them, when it is not. It is not. We must always say, this one said this and I heard. This one, I read it here and I heard. I read it here. How do we call it in English? When you are acknowledging where you get your information. Reference. I mean, you should mention your reference. There is a term they use when you are, those of us who write authors. Do what? You must quote. I mean, who you are quoting from. It must be in your index. Do you know what the Holy Spirit was teaching me yesterday morning when we were praying or in the night? Please, everybody, listen to me, because we are inside. The reason is this. It is because you and I are not normal people. When I say normal people, we are not ordinary people. Child of God, you are not ordinary. In fact, we are not living 20% of who we are in Christ. We are not living 20% at all. We are not living 20%. You and I, do you know how we should have our needs met? Call them. Call them into being. If you need money, call money. Command money. Say, money, come. So, so and so, come. Or you should just say, I receive money. I welcome money. I receive this. I welcome. That is how we are to be. This business is finished. This project is finished. Project, you are finished. You are completed. You are finished. You are completed. You are finished. You are completed. My marriage is finished. My so-so-and-so is this. My so-so-and-so. That is how we are to talk and to live. God manifested it when Moses and the Israelites came out of Egypt and they met the Red Sea. And they started crying. Moses, why have you brought us here? You know, the Israelites, anytime they met a situation, oh my God, help me to share this with you. I've not mentioned what the Lord taught me. This is just a preface, and I'm recording it myself, because I need to listen to it again and again. Anytime they were faced with a challenge, Moses, why have you brought us here to come and die? Why have you brought us here? Why didn't you leave us in Egypt? They will pick stones. They want to stone Moses. Then Moses will call on God. Do you know? God took them through those things. Look, God will give you a dream. This one, I got it from this particular one. Is it Reverend Isaac Omolehi or who, another. God will give you a dream, but he will never tell you the process. God will tell you you'll be a future president. Whilst you are growing, you'll be having dreams. Being a president, being a leader, being so, so and so. But you know, he will never tell you the process. Because when he tells you the process, you don't want to have anything to do with that dream. You don't want to have anything to do with that promotion or position, like Joseph. He only gave him dreams. But he never told Joseph, that your brothers and your father will hate you. You'll be cast into the pit. You'll be sold to Egypt. So and so will happen. You'll be put in prison. God never said, he never said anything to Joseph. Now, this was what. So you see, when they got to the Red Sea, because of God's nature with them, it is as if God didn't see the Red Sea. Moses, in Exodus chapter 14 from verse 10. Verse 16, Moses, why are you people crying unto me? Move on. Move ahead. Hey. Hey, to walk with God is not easy. To walk with God, it's not easy. It's not easy. They see Moses. Why are you crying? Move on, Jesus of Nazareth. As if God is not seeing the sea. Then he told Moses, stretch your rod. He stretched. And what happened? The sea parted into two. Kabayaba satakaba. Do you know what the Lord was teaching me? Two things. Child of God, every child of God, listen to this. Those who can write something for yourself. This one, you haven't heard it. It is going to help you. I am telling you, this word that you are going to hear right now is going to change something about you forever. Number one. Anything you are going to go through, which is God who designed, which is God's design, any attack that is coming, any battle that is coming, any challenge that is coming, which is God's design, even if the devil is involved, but God permits, God will never warn you about it. God will never warn you about it. He will never tell you anything about it. Number one, again, any challenge, any battle, any attack, any mistake, even your own mistake that you are going to make, but it is all God's design. He will never give you a warning. Even if people are going to play 419, even if people are going to play scam on you, and God is going to use that to reveal a dimension of himself to you, or he's going to use that to do something in your life, God will never warn you. You will never have any warning about it. No warning. God will never say anything. God will never say anything about it. You will just find yourself falling into it. Even if it's a trap, you find yourself into it. Team. You enter into it. Team. Like that. You are inside it. God will never. You find yourself inside the team. because he is going to use that thing to glorify his name. So he won't tell you anything about it. Number two. But if it is something that the devil is bringing, if an attack, a battle, a challenge is coming from the devil, if it is an orchestration from the devil to destroy you, to cause you to backslide, if it is something that is coming to take your life, if it is something that is really going to affect you negatively, that you cannot stand, God will warn you. He will warn you. He will start warning you. He will use every means to do what? To warn you. He will use every means to do what? To warn you. And do you know something? When you fail to heed the warning, when you don't surrender to the warning, even if you are going to, look, God will warn you. Let me go back to number one. If you are even going to marry a wrong man, you are entering into a wrong marriage, and God, in his infinite will, in his infinite wisdom, has seen that marriage you are entering into is going to do something. He's going to cause him to reveal a dimension of himself to you, or he's going to use that to do something glorious in your life. He will not tell you. He will not warn you. So it means that God approve it. It means that God approve. But if it is something that is going to destroy you, if it is something that is going to bring shame, disgrace, if it is something that the devil is going to use to break your relationship with God, to kill you, to steal, to kill, and to destroy, God will start warning you. He will start warning you. He will use every means. He will not warn you once, twice, thrice. No. I can't tell how many times God will be warning you, but he will start warning you. He will start warning you. He will warn you and warn you and warn you and warn you and stop. If you don't heed to the warning and you fall into it, do you know, I've heard preachers preach. God, please have mercy on us preachers. Please pray for us. As I'm sharing this with you, pray for us preachers. Pray for us, because what you hear from us can make you or unmake you. What you hear from preachers can destroy you, can build you, can bring you down, can create a certain mentality, can settle you for less. I'm telling you. That is why each and every one of you, please, know Jesus for yourself. Grow in the Holy Spirit yourself. Please, grow in the Holy Spirit yourself. Know Jesus yourself. And grow in the Holy Spirit yourself. I beg you. Know Jesus yourself. Grow in the Holy Spirit yourself. I am telling you. So that he teaches you. He teaches you. He gives you rhema in his word. So that you don't become victim to anything you are hearing. I've heard preachers preach and they say, once God wants you and you disobey, he leaves you. He leaves you. He leaves you on your own. He leaves you. But do you know, the Holy Spirit was telling me that God never leaves you. When he wants you and warn and warn and warn and warn, and you don't heed to the warning, and you fall into the trap, he will never leave you. He will still be with you. Why? Because in the Old Testament, they were covenant children. In the New Testament, you and I are the product of finished work. Yes, Carol, my own, true talk. This great revelation. Thank you, Reverend Doctor. God bless you. My own prophetess, Carol. You are great. God bless you. Yes. These words, they inspire us a lot. When you tell us how you feel, it inspires us. Not just amen, amen. Yes. How is the word touching you? Yes. Amen is okay. It means you are receiving it. It means let it so be. You know, I want to say this. And the Lord was sending me to the, look, child of God. When the devil is going to do something, when something is coming and it is the devil's plan from hell, and it is meant to destroy you, it is meant to destroy your faith, it is meant to settle you for less, it is meant to cause you to backslide, it is meant to kill you. In fact, if it is from hell, and God doesn't want to have anything to do with it, he'll warn you. He'll warn you. He'll keep warning you. He'll keep warning you. People will be having dreams to tell you. You yourself, you may be having dreams. And people will dream and confirm your dream. Or God will be warning you by the way he talks to you. He talks to people differently. God will be warning you by the way he talks to you. He will use everything. If still you don't yield to the warning and you fall into that, do you know what will happen? He will still never leave you. He will never leave you because in the Old Testament, you are a covenant child. In the New Testament, you are the product of the finished work. You are the child of the finished work of Christ on the cross. You are the end result. You are like Jesus here on earth. So he will never leave you. But do you know what he will do? He will be with you. But he will let you suffer the consequences a bit. He will let you suffer the consequences a bit. He will let that thing bite you a bit. He will let it bite you and bite you and bite you as if you are going to die. Then he will stretch his hand and take you out. He will stretch his hand and take you out. He will let it bite you. In fact, you will feel it. He will make you really feel it. So that next time when he wants you, you will obey the warning. So this is the second point. The first point is what? When any attack, any challenge, any battle, even your own mistake, that is God's design, that is coming your way, he will never warn you. Even if you are going to fall into a scam, he will never warn you. He will never warn you. In fact, he will never warn you. You will never have any. Look, you will pray. You won't hear anything. Nothing. That means that he is involved. It may be tough. It will be hard. God will not say anything. He will let you fall into it. Because even when he gives you a dream, when God tells you, you are great, you are this, you are that. Do you know? God gives you the dream. I'm not talking about night dream. He tells you what you will be just to define you. He tells you what to be, to do what? To define you. Somebody should write it down. God will tell you what you will be. He will give you a dream just to define you so that your ways right from childbirth. You know how to handle yourself so that you are restricted. There are things you don't do. There are friends you don't make. There are places you don't go. There are people you don't align yourself to with. There are certain ideologies you don't align yourselves with. But you know, he will never tell you the process. He will never tell you what you are going to go through. Like Joseph and others. He will tell you. He will never tell you. I am going to shock you. Do you know that Jesus in the body, when he came to become this, as a human being, it is as though he didn't know what he was going to go through. So in the Garden of Gethsemane, now when he saw the video of what he was going to go through and how the people he was going to die for would never value his death, then he cried, "Father, if it is your will, let this cup pass over me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." Beloved, let me give you an example. So that one, God will never, but if it is something that is going to destroy you, God will warn you. This second one, to let me give you the example in Genesis chapter 4. When Cain and Abel went to do their sacrifices, and God accepted Cain's Abel's sacrifice and rejected that of Cain. Cain became angry. The spirit of murder entered into. In fact, anger opened the way for the spirit of murder. Anger is an open door for any spirit. I'm not talking about natural anger, which means that something hasn't gone well, which will not last for long. But there is a demonic anger. The Bible says that we should not give our anger, we should not give Satan foothold. Anger is an open door to any spirit. Anger is an open door to witchcraft. Anger is an anybody that cannot control your anger. Excuse me. It is possible you are a witch. It is you carry a spirit. Anybody who is so angry that what the person decides to do is what he does, the person is not normal. I'm telling you. The person carries a spirit. And that person needs to be watched very well. If that person is your friend, watch the person well, because the person is not normal. The person is not normal. Anger, that even when it is being worn, it will still do what he wants to do. Please, put a mark on the person. The person is not normal. Watch out. So in Genesis chapter 4 verse 6, this was the warning God gave to Cain. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it." You must, that sin is called murder. The spirit of murder. Anger opened the way for the spirit of murder. And Cain did not master it. So what happened? Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. This is the final destination of hot anger. James chapter 1 verse 13 and 14 says, "When tempted," 13 to 15, "when tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire He is dragged away and enticed. Then after 15, then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to what? Death. So that was it. Desire. Anger. Sin. Death. So anything that is coming your way that is going to destroy you, God will warn you. He will warn you. But even if you don't submit to his warning, he will still not leave you. Do you know that when God cursed Cain, God placed a curse. Then Cain said, oh, now everyone who sees me will kill me. Everyone who sees me will kill me. Do you know what God did? He placed a mark on Cain so that no one who sees him will kill him. Look at that. He placed a mark on him so that no one who sees him will kill him. God warned Adam and Eve not to eat from the fruit in the middle of the garden of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, the day you eat, you do what? Die. This one, it is meant to kill you. You will die. Because he knows that Satan will come. People have been asking, if God knows, Miss Bell's son, smart boy, I've been praying for that boy, that he doesn't believe in God. He pours libation. The boy was just smart. I admire him. God can use that boy. But for now, a certain spirit has just taken over. But I know God will deliver that boy. I was listening to him. And he said, very smart boy. Let's all be praying for that boy. And people like that. Miss Bell's son. I was listening to his interview. And he said, if God is really God, then they ask, Adam and Eve, their sin? I can't phrase how the interviewer asked the question. Then he said, if God knows that Adam and Eve will sin, why did he plant the tree in the garden? Why did he plant the tree in the garden when he knows that by all means, the serpent will come and tempt them and they will eat? Why did he plant this thing? So me, I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in this God. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in this. I say that is a wise philosophical thing. Do you know why God planted the tree there? God never created man to be independent of he God. God never made man to be a God on himself. No. He made man to be a small God, but not a God by himself that people worship. He made man to depend on him forever. So in order for man to be dependent on him, he has to place a check. Something to check man. For man to know your limit. Man, you are a God, but you are a God with limit. You have a limit. This tree is your limit. The day you go closer and you eat, you will die. That was just why God planted the tree there. To cause man never to be independent, but to depend on God. But do you know that even when after Adam and Eve, when they ate the tree, and God's presence left them, do you know that God didn't leave them? When you read Genesis chapter 4, from verse 20, 21 to 24, God didn't leave them. Even though they died, he didn't leave them. What did he do? God killed an animal. Let's take it like that. And use animal skin. Animal skin. God shed animal's blood to do what? To redeem them again. So he used animal skin to tie them.
To cover their shame.
Oh, this God. This our God. Child of God. What mistake have you done? Is it that you did not listen to God? Are you going through a challenge that God warned you about and warned you and warned you and warned you, but still you fell into it? And you fell into it. And now you hear preachers preaching and saying, once God warns you, and then you did not listen to him, he has left you. It's not true. It's not true. Covenant child of God, God never leaves you. Covenant child of God, God never leaves you. Child of the finished work of Christ on the cross, God never leaves you. He never leaves you. He will never leave you. He is still with you. Even in that mistake you made, all that you need to do is that you acknowledge yourself that, Papa, please forgive me. I've made a mistake. Have mercy on me. That's all. That is all. Do you know why God allowed the Israelites to die in the desert? Even though he was with them, whenever they picked stones, they got to a point that they didn't believe in God again. They allow unbelief to become their God. That was, so they died of unbelief. Those, 20 years and above, they died in unbelief. So you see, when you are going through something, and the moment you allow unbelief to take the place of God, finish. You yourself, you have allowed the unbelief to separate you from God. They died. Even then, God didn't leave them all. They are still of God, but only that they didn't fulfill their destiny. They didn't enter the promised land. Yes. God will never separate himself from you. Only that you will not fulfill your... We want to pray right now. This morning, you have received something that you don't know. From Rhema Faculty of HOGA, Holy Ghost Academy. And we give glory to God Almighty. Beloved, do you know this should also cause you not to fear to take a step? Don't fear to take a bold step. Pray about everything. Keep on waiting. Look, people who work with me, they don't know. When you are working with me, it's so easy. I know I have a committee. They really don't know what is happening. I don't take a step until I am convinced. I don't act. I don't act until I am what? Convinced. But there are some things too, I just act. I just act. And please, I beg you. Sometimes, after waiting for some time, you just act. Once there is peace in your heart. Otherwise, you'll be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting forever. We want to pray right now. Say, Lord, I am grateful to you that you have made me
the product
of the finished work.
Lord,
I thank you.
I thank you, Lord,
that you predestined me.
That you predestined me
to manifest.
To manifest.
The work of Christ.
The work of Christ.
The finished work of Christ.
The finished work of
Lord,
Christ.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank
that you have predestined
that
me.
You have predestined me
to manifest the finished work of Christ.
Manifest the finished work of Christ.
To manifest the finished work of Christ.
To manifest the finished
work. To manifest the finished work of Christ.
To manifest the finished work of Christ.
Now declare, I, Delali Boja, mention your name.
Gladys Boja.
I have been predestined.
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 Been predestined.
I have 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 been predestined.
Manifest.
Manifest.
The finished work of Christ.
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 The finished Christ.
Like Christ.
Live like Christ.
Like Christ.
To talk like Christ.
To continue the legacy of Christ.
To continue the legacy of Christ.
To do like Christ. To think like Christ.
Christ.
Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
I thank you.
I thank you. I thank you for making me the finished work of Christ. Yes, to live like Christ. Yes, to do things like Christ, to act like Christ. I thank you for this privilege. I thank you for this opportunity. You have made me so special. You love me so much that even when I make mistakes and I didn't listen to you, Father, you still do not leave me. You do not leave me alone. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We are grateful, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for this time to call on your name. Thank you for making me so special. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, blessed Lord, for making me, O Lord.
Li papa rakata kaba italabasha. Ili papa itakabaya katakabaya.
Ibeleke barakata kabaya. Ibeleke barakata kabaya. Ibeleke barakata kaba
italabasha.
Yes, Lord, therefore.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know the meaning of being predestined to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross? I hope we understand now what it means to be the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross. It means you carry a different DNA. You carry an eternal DNA, a supernatural DNA. Say the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
As a product
of the finished work of Christ
on the cross of Calvary,
I declare, I carry.
A different DNA.
I carry
an eternal DNA.
A supernatural DNA.
Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In my DNA.
In my DNA.
There is no disease. No disease can survive.
No disease can survive.
In the DNA.
In the DNA.
That I carry.
No disease can survive.
No sickness can survive.
Failure cannot survive.
Disappointment cannot survive.
Discouragement cannot survive.
Fear cannot survive. Setback cannot survive. It cannot survive. No demon can survive.
In my DNA.
Barrenness cannot survive.
Miscarriage cannot survive.
Loneliness cannot survive.
Singleness cannot survive.
It can never survive.
Failure can never survive.
Disappointment cannot survive.
In my DNA, it can never survive. Premature death can never survive.
Accident can never survive.
Failure can never survive.
Discouragement can never survive.
In my DNA is fruitfulness.
In my DNA is fruitfulness.
It's multiplication.
It's dominion.
It's rulership.
It's governance.
It's priesthood.
It's headship.
In my DNA.
It's fruitfulness.
It's multiplication.
It's dominion.
It's governance.
It's rulership.
It's priesthood.
It's headship.
In my DNA.
That is what my DNA is made of.
That is what I carry.
Therefore, I declare,
wherever I find myself,
I am fruitful.
I am multiplying.
I am having dominion.
I am having having dominion.
I am ruling.
I am ruling.
I am governing.
I am governing.
I am a priest.
I am a priest.
Wherever I find myself.
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 I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am increasing.
I am increasing.
I am expanding.
I am expanding.
I have dominion.
I
walk in dominion.
I walk in dominion.
I walk in dominion.
I walk in dominion.
I am a governor.
I am a governor.
I am a ruler. I am the head.
Head.
I am the priest.
I am the priest.
I am an intercessor.
I am an intercessor.
Le papa rakata
yes,
kaba
Lord.
Itale bekeri basu kutu 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 kayaba
atalabaka. Thank you.
Ripa,
in
pa,
my
pa, pa.
DNA.
In this
yes,
office.
Lord. In this office.
I carry a different DNA.
I carry a different DNA.
In this city.
In this city.
In this town.
In this town.
In this family.
In this family.
In this nation.
In this nation.
In this country.
In this country.
In this continent.
In this continent.
I carry
a different DNA.
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 Redundancy.
Redundancy.
It's not in my DNA.
Not in my DNA.
Redundancy.
Redundancy.
It's not in my DNA.
Hatred.
Hatred.
It's not in my DNA.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
It's not in my DNA.
Failure.
Failure.
It's not in my DNA.
It's not in my DNA. Defeat.
It's not in my DNA.
It's not in my DNA.
Defeat.
Defeat.
It's not in my DNA.
It's not in my DNA.
Disappointment.
Disappointment.
It's not in my DNA.
It's not in my DNA.
Death. It's not in my DNA.
It's not in my DNA.
Accident of any kind.
Accident of any kind.
It's not in my DNA.
It's not in my DNA. Yes, Lord.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame. It's not in my
it's
DNA.
Not in my DNA.
Shame.
Shame.
It's not in my
it's
DNA.
Not in my DNA.
Shame.
Shame.
It's not in my DNA.
It's not in my
disgrace.
DNA.
It's not in my 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 DNA. Singleness
it's
and barrenness.
Singleness and
not
barrenness.
Part of my DNA. Yes, Lord.
Are not in my DNA.
They are not in my DNA.
Miscarriages.
Miscarriages. Are not in my DNA.
They are not in my DNA.
They are not in my DNA.
Impossibility.
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 It's never in my DNA.
It's never in my DNA.
Impossibility.
Impossibility.
It's never in my DNA.
It's never in my DNA.
With my DNA.
With my DNA.
All things are possible.
All things are possible.
In my DNA.
In my DNA.
All things are possible.
In my DNA.
In my DNA.
All things are possible.
All things are possible.
In my DNA.
All things are possible.
Yes, Lord.
All things are possible.
Yes, Lord.
In my DNA.
In my DNA.
All things are possible.
All things are possible.
In my DNA.
All things are possible.
In my DNA.
All things are possible.
All things are possible.
In my DNA. Yes, Lord.
All things are possible.
All things are possible.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare. To the powers that be.
To the powers that be.
That in Christ.
That in Christ.
My DNA.
My DNA.
Is untouchable.
Is untouchable.
Is untouchable.
Is untouchable.
Is unstoppable.
Is unstoppable.
Is invincible.
Is invincible.
Is unconquerable.
Is unconquerable.
Is unlimited.
Is unlimited.
In Christ.
In Christ.
My DNA.
My DNA.
Why the echo? There is so much echo. There is so much echo. Manage the echo for us, please. I think the network and the weather. I'm taking 10 minutes of your time, so 3 minutes more. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare
that in Christ,
my DNA
is untouchable.
It's unstoppable.
It's invincible.
It's unconquerable.
It's unlimited.
It's unlimited.
It's unlimited.
It's unlimited.
In Christ,
my DNA
is untouchable.
It's unstoppable.
It's invincible.
It's invincible.
It's unconquerable.
It's unlimited.
So is my DNA.
So is my DNA.
So is my DNA.
My DNA
is bold
and courageous.
My DNA
is fearless
and courageous.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of name of Jesus Christ.
In my DNA.
In my DNA.
I am not a victim.
I am not a victim.
To rush.
To rush.
To haste.
To haste.
To rush.
To rush.
To haste.
To haste.
To satanic system.
To satanic system.
Of rush.
Of rush.
And haste.
And haste.
Of rush.
Of rush.
And haste.
And haste.
Of rush.
Of rush.
And haste.
And haste.
I am never a victim.
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 I am never a victim
of
work
them
and wear them,
of
rush them
and
crush them,
of
Satan's agenda in my DNA,
in my DNA,
in my DNA. There is no agenda. Satan's agenda can never survive
in
my DNA.
Satan's agenda
to work them and wear
them.
To rush them,
or haste
them,
and
crush
them,
it can never survive.
It can never survive.
It can never survive.
It can never survive.
In my DNA,
it can never survive.
In my DNA,
it can never survive.
In my DNA,
it can never survive.
In
my DNA,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, Lord,
I declare.
The DNA
that you,
that you have given to me,
let every system
work in my favor.
Let every system
work in my favor.
I command
every system,
every governing system,
every economic system,
every legal system,
every social system,
every educational system.
Let it work in my favor.
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 Let the systems open up
like they open
for Jesus Christ.
No system
resisted him.
Nothing resisted him.
Nothing resisted him.
So also,
no system
can resist me.
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 No system
can resist me
in any way. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Beloved, I wish you a glorious weekend.
Amen.
I wish you a weekend full of testimonies.
Amen.
Remember that you carry an eternal and supernatural DNA. No matter the mistake you have made, no matter your condition, Jesus hasn't left you. He can never, God can never leave you, because you are the child of the finished work of Christ on the cross. You are the product. You are the end result. You are what? The end result. God is with you. If you know you have genuinely made a mistake, just lift up your hands and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, this one, I call for mercy. Nothing but mercy. Lord, nothing but what? Mercy. Nothing but mercy. You just lift up your hands and say, Lord, nothing but mercy. That is just what you should do. And then God will have mercy on you. In fact, when you know that you did not listen to God, you did not obey warning, let me tell you, your only key throughout is mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. That is all. You don't argue. It is when you don't know, when God didn't warn you, like Job, God didn't warn him. Joseph, Jeremiah, Isaiah, all they said when they were going through pain, God didn't want them. No. They just fell into a team. As for there, when you are complaining, you talk this. God will understand you. But even that one, don't let it go too far. Come back to yourself and say, Lord, I know you are with me. Psalm 23 verse 5, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me. Lord, Isaiah 43 verse 2, when I pass through the waters and the rivers, when I pass through the fire, you are with me. So even in this one, Lord, I know you are with me. After you have gotten angry, you have complained and told God, why have you allowed? Quickly come back to yourself and quote these scriptures and say, Lord, I know you are still with me. I know something good will come out of this. But if you know that indeed you didn't listen to God, you disobeyed warning, you didn't obey warning, you allow your ego to carry you along, all you need to do is mercy. Lord, mercy. Lord, mercy. Do you know something? This weekend is a weekend of testimony. Amen. Let this weekend deliver your testimony. Amen. Everywhere you pass, yes, Lord, let your testimony be delivered. Amen. Wherever you pass, let your testimony be delivered. Amen. I say, wherever you pass, let your testimony be delivered. Amen. Enjoy a testimony-filled weekend. Amen. Until we meet again.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. That he gave his own.